There's a famous Gemara in Makos, and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about administering Makos, that we get 40 Makos. We'll see, but it's really 39. But it says, B'mispar Abam. So the Gemara asks on Chav Beis Amud Beis, or the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Kama Tipshai Shar Inshe, how foolish people are. The foolish for many reasons, but what's the reason the Gemara gives? The Kaimi Mikaime Sefer Torah, they stand up for a Sefer Torah. The Lokaimi Mikaime Gavra Rabba. They don't stand up, they stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they still don't stand up for a Gavra Rabba, Big Talmud Chacham. Like, I guess the first. The worst level is you don't even stand up for a Sefer Torah. But those who stand up for a Sefer Torah, and among Svardi Shuls, not only do they stand up, they could run and kiss him. I guess it's Tushri Tuston. In general, Svardim treat the Rabbanim much better also. So I guess it goes together. They stand up. They really have covered Sefer Torah, and they have covered. Of course, this is a generalization. But anyway, getting back to the Gemara here. The Gemara says that there are many foolish people around. They stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a big Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara, why? What's wrong with that? Isn't that appropriate? No, because the Ilu B'Sefer Torah, Ksiv Arbaim, no. Because we know we listen to the Rabbah, because in the Torah it says you give 40 Makas. And the rabbis came along and said, no, you only do 39. So we see, the rabbis interpret the Torah. You don't turn away from the rabbis. Even though they tell you right is left is right. That's the whole Ramban with Herman Wook that he says, like we see from this Rashi in that pasuk that you listen to the Chachamim even when they're wrong. And the Ramban says, no, it's not that they're wrong. You think they're wrong. If they're really wrong, like the Mishnah Hariyah says, so then you don't follow them. So the Gemara tells us how foolish people are. In other words, it's more important to give kavod to a Talmid Chacham than kavod to a Sefer Torah, because it's the Talmid Chacham who interpret that. That's the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay. So there's a famous question. There's a famous Maisa, I think it was the Ostrava and the Rav Chaim Oza Gruzinski. He was the Gadol Hador in Europe. Like Rav Moshe was in America, he was in Europe before. So it was the vacation time. And I guess they were walking out somewhere in Europe. And they were talking, and you give me here, give me a Dvar Torah, you give me a Dvar Torah. So I guess Rav Chaim Moses said to the Ostrava, you're a Gavra Rabba. I guess maybe gave a nice shtickle, and he loved it. He said, you're a Gavra Rabba. So the Ostrava said, what do you tell? You know what Gavra Rabba means? I'll tell you what it means. He quotes the Gemara in Makas Chav Beis Amud Beis, like we just read. And he says, you know, there's a kasha, we have a general klal in learning. When the Gemara has an option of bringing a pasuk from Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Amir, Dvarim, you usually bring the first time. If you're going to bring a raya, why not bring from the earliest spot? So here it's very difficult. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Sefer Dvarim about the Mispar Abam, and we only give 39. We have a much earlier pasuk. Right now we're in this, getting close to Shavuos. We're in the time between Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, and Shavuos. So we count Sfiras Omer. So the Torah is clear, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Yet we all know that we only count 49 days. If you want to show how great, if Gavra Rabba just means a Talmid Chacham, then why not show their skills of being Dorish Psukim and making all the drushes? Why don't you make, you know why you have to stand for a Sefer Torah? You know why you're, you know why a Talmid Chacham is bigger than a Sefer Torah? Because look, the Torah said to count 50 days, we only count 49, and that came in Parshas Emor, so why not use that pasuk? So Rienzi says, because Gavra Rabba doesn't mean Talmud Chacham. You know what Gavra Rabba means? You're a great person? It means someone who shows sensitivity to another yid. Sensitivity to another person. He's very meticulous and has been Adam Lechavero. That what do you mean? Because it was just showing what a great Torah scholar you are, you know, your Shorsters, your exegesis skills. So you just would have quoted the Pasuk by Sfiras Omer could have come first. But the reason why the Gemara quoted, it uses the language Gavra Rabba, interesting, and it quotes the Pasuk by Makkos, because why? The Torah says to give 40 Makkos, and clearly it was someone who at least had was labeled a Russian in terms of Makkos. And yet we say, you know what? Have some Rachmanis, make it 39. And it's not just, then who are we having Rachmanis on? Now, obviously this person wasn't a tzaddik. Usually you're giving Makkos to someone who isn't a tzaddik. So therefore, even not the person on the best level, even that type of person, you have to have certainly for Adam Tzaddik, Talmud Chacham, Ben Torah, of course you're going to, but the Chiddush, even if he's not the most observant, even if he's not the firmest person around, but we still have to have Rachman, we have to, if you have a chance to save someone's pain, you do it no matter who they are, even if they have a din of a Russia. And therefore they point out, and that's why as well we find interesting, the halacha of V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. The pasuk also, what's the what's one of the sources they bring down? The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes it in terms of a halacha, a very strange place. The Gemara is talking about, see here we're talking about Makkos and it talks about a Gavra Rabba. Interesting as well, when it talks about Misa, when it talks about the Nigmar Adin, I think the sixth parak in Sanhedrin, we talk about how you're going to kill a person. So what's the criteria? V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. In other words, the Gemara has a discussion with which one's the best way, Baralo Misa Yafa, which way is it? Should someone be killed naked? So what's the obvious negative of naked, you're more embarrassing. But the pro is you get killed quicker, so I guess you don't notice the embarrassment. However, if you put clothes on, so it could be a buffer, so maybe you'll suffer more. So the Gemara discusses in the context of the Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, Bar Lo Misa Yafa. Anytime you have a chance to save a Yid embarrassment, save a Jew pain, that's a Gavra Rabba. And that's why, as we see, as we approach the Yontif Shavuos, as Rashi writes, the Torah writes, V'yishasvu b'tachtis ahar be'ish echad b'lev echad. We have to feel like we're one happy family. A prerequisite for Matan Torah is that we need achdus. And in fact, we just as well as we just celebrated Yom Yerushalayim on Chaf Ches Iyar, about a week or so before Shavuos. And the Meshech Chokmah quotes from the Vayikra Rabbah that Yerushalayim is based on Avram called Hashem Yireh and Shechem called it Shalem. So God said, who am I going to pick one over the other? Let's call it Yerushalayim, from Yireh, fear of God, and Shalem. And the Meshech Chokmah explains that because we had two Batei Mikdash, one was basically destroyed because they were lacking in because they sinned in Avodah Zarah and Gila Arayis, lacking mitzvahs ben Adam Lamakom, and as well we spoke about the second base of mitzvah was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So In order to us to have the Beis HaMikdash, if we're lacking in one of the two areas, so then the Beis HaMikdash can't remain. So certainly if we want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, if we want Yom Yerushalayim to lead to the Binya Beis HaMikdash, so we have to be meticulous both in Bin Adam Lamakon and Bin Adam Lechaveiro. And that's why the Luchos, we have the first Luchos of Ben Adam Lamakom, the second side, Ben Adam Lachavero, to be meticulous, we got to do both. And that was the mistake of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, Shalonogu Kavod Zelazeh, that they didn't learn Torah properly. And therefore, Shalonogu Kavod Zelazeh, they didn't treat each other properly. And therefore, that's what we have to do. Like the Meshech Chochmah in Parashas Tetzave writes, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, I think Ayin Hey, that how are the Chomos Yerushalayim going to be built? And one opinion is from the Shoam, other one from the Yashbe. So the Gemara, the Meshech Chochmah explains that the Shoam that came from the Ephod, that was which was Mechaper for Avodah Zorah, for Machshava, for bad thoughts, for Ben Adam Lamakom. And the Yashbe from the Choshen HaMishpat is Ben Adam HaChaveiro, ethical honesty issues. So, in order, so it's a machlokes, from which walls, from which stone is the Beis HaMikdash going to be rebuilt, so it's a debate among the Malachim, and God says, Kedain v'Kedain, you need both. You have to be meticulous in Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam HaChaveiro, and as the famous Mishnah we have in Beya, Eilu Zramzei L'Ashir, that Ben Adam Chaveiro, because you get plus one, because it's a mitzvah, and plus two, you're helping someone else, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kuam. So the ultimate in Talmud Torah Keneged Kuam, as they point out, Rav Aaron Cutler, others, is that the Talmud Mevi L'di Maisa, when we learn, it leads into action. And therefore, that's the Yisod here. What's a Gavra Rabba? A Gavra Rabba isn't just a Talmud Chacham. He is a Talmud Chacham. He's not just a Talmud Chacham. He's someone to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, as the Avnei Nezer, to be a Rav. You have to be... Your job is basically to make Shalom at the Baal HaBatim. As they say over, as Rav Salavashik used to say over, that we know Rav Chaim, we're known for his Shtekel Torahs, his Lamdes, Gavra, Chefsa. Yet he said to, when he said, when you put on my monument, don't mention a word about Rosh Yeshiva, Talmud Chacham, this right, Ish Chesed, or Isha Chesed, whatever, that the point being is just, that's what my essence is. I just want you to, I want to be known for my Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So that's what the Ashrav was telling the Rav Chaim Moshe Grzinski, Kama Tipshai. How foolish people are that they stand for a Sefer Torah and not for Talmud Chacham. And the example they give isn't the one by Sfira Sa Omer. The example the Gemara gives is Arba Makas, because the Gavra Rabba, who someone minimizes the suffering of a Yid.